That was a very nice wedding, I think. Maybe it wasn't a marriage that I imagined as a little girl, growing up so far away. My parents couldn't even come here for it. But my mother did send her wedding dress for me. Your family was here, and our friends from when we went to college. Even some people from my work came. They threw me a bridal shower and gave me the most embarrassing gifts. Then, today, we had a nice ceremony. There was food and music and dancing. And as it got later, we got in the fancy limousine to take us to our hotel. We're almost to the bridal suite that your parents rented for us. Everyone thinks that it was a real wedding. Well, it was a real wedding. It counts. We are husband and wife, but you are only marrying me so I can get my citizenship. It's not how I planned it. I came over here to study and met you and so many other wonderful friends. After we graduated college, we both got jobs in the city. It just made sense for us to be roommates. Things were going so well. I was all set to get a more permanent visa. But then came some changes in your government. It was not so easy to get a visa anymore. I could be deported in a few months if nothing changed. One night, as we were watching television, and I had just gotten another letter from your government with bad news, I joked that the only way I could be able to stay would be if you married me. So you stood up, then got down on one knee and proposed to me with the ring from your high school. We were both joking, of course, but the idea had been planted in both of our heads. We had never been involved with each other. Our living together was because we were friends and didn't annoy each other too much. And neither of us could afford a place on our own right out of college. As I became more desperate and scared, the less time I had left, the more serious your jokes of marrying became. Even now that my visa was renewed again, and things look better for it being renewed in the future too, well, I do want to live here. And I don't want to worry about being sent away. Maybe only for a few years, until I've met the requirements. And here we are. And here is our room. I know, this is not a real wedding, but... well, could you carry me over the threshold? I am a traditional girl after all. No, don't be nervous. You won't drop me. Try not to hit my head on the door as we go in, though. Whoa, this room is so nice. I think it's bigger than our apartment. Oh, you can put me down now. Look, someone bought us champagne. Nice champagne. We didn't drink much at the wedding. We were both so afraid that we might say too much if alcohol loosened our tongues, and that people would find out that our marriage wasn't real. Here, open the champagne for us. It's time to celebrate the success of our plan. Thank you. Do you know what one of our college friends said when I told her we were getting married? She said, "I knew it." I guess a lot of people thought that we moved in together because we were lovers. But that's good. It will make it easier to convince your government that this is real. We do need to convince them. We know what can happen if we don't. But we were already living together for almost a year before the wedding. So, that looks good for us. We were friends all through college before that. So, we know each other very well. This is very good champagne. I like the bubbles in it. Bubbles are happy. Like weddings. And I am very happy today. Here, my glass is empty. Refill it while I use the bathroom and get ready for bed. I'm back, my darling husband. Do you like what I'm wearing? This baby doll lingerie was actually the least scandalous gift my friends from work gave me. If you can believe that. What? No, don't look away. We're husband and wife now. We don't need to be modest around each other. And you will soon see me in less than that. Hello, because it's our honeymoon. And we're husband and wife. And husbands and wives are expected to do certain things on their honeymoon. Oh, you didn't think about that, did you? Or maybe you didn't think we had to. But we are married now, even if it's just so I don't get deported. We do need to go through the motions of marriage. Like motions in bed. Lots and lots of motions. I mean, I am a virgin. I was saving myself for marriage, and I guess this is it. I don't know if they can check for that kind of thing, but it would be a dead giveaway that this marriage was a fake. Really, the best thing is to have lots of sex with me and get me pregnant. A baby makes a marriage seem very authentic. Even without that, they will ask us intimate questions. And you are a horrible liar. It's best for all of us if you don't have to lie about those things. It's also important that neither of us date other people, especially in the first year or two. That's easy for me, but it's not fair to you. You've already done so much. You're risking so much by marrying me. And then you and your parents paid for most of the wedding. The least I can do is be a good wife to you. Especially in bed. We'll need to share a bed anyways. As separate beds would look suspicious. And since we're sharing a bed, and we're married, well, we might as well have sex. I know we've only ever been friends to each other, but don't I look kind of sexy in this lingerie? And with my hair and makeup like this. There's something else too. I do want the marriage I dreamed of as a little girl. And that includes the romantic honeymoon. Or at least losing my virginity to my husband. It will make the wedding feel real to me, and make it easier when we get interviewed. As I promised, you'll see me in less than this lingerie. I can take off this baby doll, so that I am just wearing panties. It's okay to look at my breasts, or any part of me. I was a very modest girl when we were roommates, but now that we're married, I am not so modest anymore. So take a good look at me, please. You are smiling. That is good. We are good at putting smiles on each other's faces. I guess that's why so many people were not surprised by our engagement. They thought we were a couple back in college because we were always together. I will take the panties off in a minute. At least, if you don't object. If we aren't comfortable around each other, then we won't fool your government. We don't have to have sex. At least not tonight. Even if it is our honeymoon. But let me take off my panties and we can see. I can even do a little dance for you as I do it. Like in that one movie we once watched. You were so embarrassed. And I was too. We weren't expecting that scene. But I know that you liked it. So I hope that you like this too. I'll twirl around like the girl in the movie. I'm just a wife dancing for her husband and trying to be very sexy for you. I can sway with my arms over my head, which I hope shows off my breasts nicely. get used to seeing me topless. But you also have to get used to seeing me completely naked. Which is why I will take off my panties now. And now, you're the first man to see me naked. You can be the first man for a lot of things with me. I was saving myself for marriage. And now, we are married. So, we can do everything together. It doesn't matter that it wasn't for love. A lot of marriages don't involve love. Sometimes they start that way, or end that way. But we have our friendship, and my gratitude, and our marriage. That's more than enough for me to give up my virginity for. Just look at this enormous bed. Knowing you, and knowing now that you didn't think about sex, I suppose you thought you would be sleeping on the couch tonight. But you don't have to. Not when we have this wonderful bed. And you have your blushing bride eager to consummate your marriage. At least, let me help you out of your tuxedo. I know it's not very comfortable for you. Even if you look so handsome in it. One of the girls from work said that you look so sexy. And I felt kind of jealous. I know it's silly, because this isn't a real marriage. I'll start making a pile of your clothes here. Tonight, we can be more than friends. Friends with benefits. Oh, just look at that. Did I make you that hard? With my body and my little dance? Maybe it's not the first time that I made you hard. I know it's possible for people to be friends, but still have sexual feelings for each other. You're still human. So, if you thought naughty things about me, I don't mind. As your wife, it would be hard for me to get upset about that. Can I touch it? It's technically half my cock now. Although, I'm hoping that you'll let me use the entire thing. At least, if we can get it inside of me. If you do want to put it in. Or, at least if you're willing to. In order to help me stay in your country. Do I just wrap my hand around it and stroke it like this? This is my first time, so I don't really know. I want to make you feel good. I want my husband to feel good with my hand or my mouth. Or my pussy. any place you want, really. I will offer everywhere to my husband. For tonight, though, let's start with my pussy. We need to take care of my virginity. And I want to take care of your cock. It's so hard right now. I wouldn't be a good bride if I let you go to sleep with that thing. Can you carry me to bed? Like you carried me into the room? I'll be naked this time, instead of in my mother's wedding dress. But it's okay, because you're naked too. Nice. Your arms are so strong. And we have so much naked flesh touching as you pick me up and carry me to the wedding bed. Then, lie me down. Or put me in whatever position you want. But, if you don't mind, I want to be on my back, so that I can look at my husband as he takes me. This bed is so soft. But your cock is so hard. So let's take care of that. I have someplace nice and soft that I've been saving for it. So, come here and get on top of your wife. It's okay. Don't be nervous. I'm supposed to be the nervous one. I'm the proverbial virgin bride on her wedding night. You have it easy, by comparison. There. I know this feels kind of strange. We've been friends for so long, and only husband and wife for a few hours. Now, we're about to become lovers. All of those things will lead up to my becoming a citizen. But to be perfectly honest, I might have done the lover thing with you even if we weren't married. Or I was in danger of being deported. Because it just feels like you were the right guy to do it with. Now, put it in, please. We're married, so it's okay. We're friends, so it's okay. And I am really, really turned on right now. So it's very okay. Yes, push it into me. Slowly or quickly, I don't care. We need to do this. We need to do this if we're honest with ourselves. So, do it. Make love to your wife. Yes. Oh, we're making love now. We're consummating our marriage. Just as any husband and wife would. Just because we're not in love, though, mustn't mean that we can't make love. And do it like we are married. And really, really care for each other. Oh, move that beautiful fucking We've been close as friends, but never this close. It feels strange, but it feels good. It feels right. Just like it feels right to put my arms around you and my legs. I want you even closer to me. And deeper. I'm not on any birth control. I never had a reason to be before. And I still don't. Because you're my husband. Having a baby will help prove our marriage is real. And no matter what, our child would be born a citizen. Fuck. You don't have to come in me. I don't want to make you a father if you're not ready. You can come all over my body instead. And we can still make love in the future. But wouldn't you like to come inside me? To come inside your best friend? Please, please, leave it in. Fill me with your cum. Make me pregnant. It feels so right to do that right now. With you. Your friend. I want to feel you shooting to me. Shoot into my pussy. Fill me up. Oh, I need to feel it. I need to feel you. Fuck. Not just for your friendship all these years, or the marriage, or the wedding ring. Thank you for making love to me. And for making my first time so, so special. For making this entire day special. I need champagne and cuddling and room service. But most of all, I need my husband. Even if I don't get my citizenship, I think this would all have been worthwhile. But something tells me that we won't have any trouble convincing the government that this marriage is real. Because they'll see right away what we didn't see until tonight. That we are deeply, madly, irrevocably.